Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Good morning, Andrea Bernstein, sitting in for Brian Lehrers. We're joined now by Karen Jones, a journalist, educator, and author of Death for Beginners, your no-nonsense money-saving guide to planning for the inevitable. While dealing with death and funerals is not something we like to think about, I am going to ask you, all of you now, because this is your chance to get valuable information. My next guest has written an entire book on the subject of preparing practically for the end. So listeners, I'd like to hear from you. Have you planned ahead for your own funeral? Have you, or would you consider a green funeral? Would you donate your body to science? How have you made these decisions for your loved one? Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or leave a comment on WNYC. And I'd now like to welcome Karen Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning. So let me just say right up top that when I look at your book, I think, oh, my God, another one of the things that I'm supposed to be doing, like, you know, putting a lot of money in the bank account and taking vitamins and, you know, having a retirement fund and saving for college and, you know, drawing up documents to protect myself. I want to run screaming in the other direction.
No, absolutely. And everyone wants to run screaming in the other direction, especially when you're thinking about death. That's why this book is so quick and easy. I made it a rip and read and file it and get out of here and let's go have a margarita. This book is a very, very quick read. You read it, it gives you all of your options, pros, cons, costs, choices, definitions, a lot of humor. Believe me, a lot of humor in this book. And the last fourth of the book are worksheets. It's just one gigantic worksheet where you fill out everything that you want, then you rip it out, you put it in a file, and bada bing, bada boom, it's over with.
You know, I gotta kind of worry about that humor, because I think, you know, half of us or some portion of us are walking around in a state of denial. We don't want to think about the fact that we could die at any moment. We don't want to think about the fact that a loved one could die at any moment. I mean, you know, I think when people's parents begin to get older, that is something, it's one of those thoughts that people do allow to seep in.
Exactly.
But did you worry at all that the humor, I mean, I noticed that you have a picture, for example, of a coffin that is shaped as a cell phone, that it would strike a discordant note?
I just heard a laugh in the background. It does a little bit, but I walked, I believe, a very fine and appropriate line in this book. There are stories, there are humorous stories in the book, but it's not a rollover and this is a fun book that you bring to a party. I put enough humor in there, sprinkling it here and there, to keep the topic not so weighty, not so dragging you down. So it was a very fine line for me to walk, and I kind of think it works. I say things like, you know, in terms of planning for a reception and what you're going to say to people and the types of readings that you want at your funeral. You know, you may be dead, but you still have to mind your manners. You know, and that's the type of humor that's in it. And I think it works. I think it gets people through it. I am certainly one who is looking at the death of parents and coming up pretty soon because they are elderly. And we've sat down and gone through the book and had a laugh and had a glass of wine and then filled out the worksheets. And it's a chance for you to gain some control over what's going to happen in the end.
212-433-WNYC is the phone number. 212-433-9692. We'd love for you to give us a call, or you can go log on to our web comments page and the Brian Lehrer page at WNYC.org and tell us what you think of this subject. All right, well, let's talk, Karen Jones, about probably one of the most likely situations that people find themselves in, which is someone dies unexpectedly.
Yeah.
There is no will. What should you do?
Well, in the book, I have a checklist for an unexpected death, and it gives you all of the steps to go through. But if someone doesn't have a will, then this is going to go to the courts for the courts to decide how the property is going to be dispersed. And you are going to, money will be taken out of the estate in order for the courts to probate the estate and to appoint an executor. So dying without a will is a very, very bad thing indeed. It will cost your heirs a lot of money. And basically, the court gets to decide who gets what. And that means you're losing control and your heirs are losing control. If you go ahead and plan ahead of time, you can save a lot of money, just in terms of funeral planning, just in terms of things like people don't know that you do not have to be embalmed. You don't need that kind of money. You need to spend that kind of money.
You have to go to court even if there's no dispute, even if everybody agrees?
That's right. The court has to probate the will. It is a legal document, and they have to probate the estate. Even if there's no will, they have to probate the estate and divide the estate up.
All right, let's take a few calls. Brad from the East Village, hi. You're on the phone with Karen Jones, the author of Death for Beginners, your no-nonsense money-saving guide to planning for the inevitable. Hi, Brad.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're on the air. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I think it's interesting people don't usually talk about their death. I was raised atheist, so maybe that's kind of easy access to it, but my mother and I have always talked about how we want to be cremated or even donated to science.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, Brad?
I am 26.
And do you have a will?
I don't have a will, but I'm very candid about life in general.
And so, Karen, how about that? How about, okay, so we haven't drawn up the legal documents, but at least we are expressing to those close to us, what it is we want.
I think that's a great idea, and I think it's a terrific start. But it's also a very good idea to start jotting these things down instead of just talking about them, because when someone dies, and even if it is an expected death, your brain dims. And I don't know, no one can figure out why, but your brain literally dims. I have a friend who runs funeral homes, and when his wife died, he said he almost had no idea what to do. It's just the shock of it. Brad, did you know that your body can be taken from where you die, the place that you die, as long as it's, you know, not anything that needs an autopsy? It can be taken from the place of death directly to a crematorium and cremated in a crematorium-provided cremator. In Virginia, that's anywhere from $300 to $500. And then your ashes can be scattered. So I've got some things in the book that are true money savers.
All right. Thank you for your call, Brad. Let's go now to Jeffrey from Manhattan. Hi, Jeffrey. You're on WNYC.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you. I love the show. I was calling in because I had a friend suddenly die last year, and through the machinations of the beneficiaries, I was appointed the administrator and knew nothing of the process, and we're just about at the end of it right now. We'll be distributing funds probably by the end of July. But I knew nothing about this, and I'd had my father and a few other family relatives die, and it really is a daunting task. And my friend died without a will, although we
So how did you handle that, Jeffrey?
I'm sorry?
How did you handle that?
One, it was difficult because he was one of my old... We both grew up in Manhattan. We're both native Manhattanites, and... So it was difficult. We knew each other since we were 11, but, you know...
And how old are you now?
I'm 50.
So pretty young.
Yeah, but still, nevertheless, it was a great loss. I'm still dealing with the mourning of that, but at the same time, doing business-like transactions and dealing with lawyers and dealing with banks and dealing with his assets and, you know, beneficiaries that have been somewhat contentious, although the estate is relatively simple to deal with. But, you know, I had to learn all kinds of language and nomenclature and deal cogently with lawyers and bankers in a way that I'd never done before. And, you know, there's a lot to know, and I would agree with a book like this that it would be very helpful because I think people do freak out at first, and also there's a lot to know that is relatively simple if you're somewhat prepared for it. And I would agree with the author that dying without a will is really a difficult thing to do, and I've been urging everybody since this happened to just put together a cursory will in order to designate who and where you want your stuff to go, because otherwise, as the author said, you know, and a court can just appoint anybody that can be distributed to whoever they feel like it.
All right, Jeffrey, thank you for your call. And Karen Jones, we just have a couple of minutes, but I did want to talk about one of the things that you go over in your book, which is a green burial. Can you describe relatively rapidly what that entails?
A green burial is a burial that takes place with a coffin or a shroud that has no chemicals or nothing that can be damaging to the environment, and the person is placed in a ground, in a natural burial ground, where there is no coffin and there is no chemicals used, and it is the up and coming thing. I have this on my website, which is deathforbeginners.com, and it is where you can also download the worksheets and take a look at what we have in the book. But the book is all about saving money, saving time, and gaining control over, you know, what's going to happen to you at the very end.
All right, Karen Jones, thank you very much. We do have to leave it there. My guest has been Karen Jones, the author of Death for Beginners, Your No-Nonsense Money-Saving Guide to Planning for the Inevitable. The conversation continues online at WNYC.org. I'm Andrea Bernstein, in for Brian Lehrer. Stay tuned. We have a terrific hour coming up. And don't forget to comment on our website.